Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group Tampa, Florida flagship station. Now, two great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite as well. We say good morning to you, too. And a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers. And let's not forget, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. Also, we're on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and on Twitter as @CaptainsAmerica. Now, don't forget to check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's the Captain's America thirdwatch.com. And joining us right now on this Monday morning, as he always does at this time, we have the professor of politics in California, IA, Kyle Warren. Aha! Oh, there they are. 81 degrees, partly cloudy. You bet there they are. That's right. Sitting out there with their pina coladas or whatever they got. And they better hurry up here because they've only got 52 minutes to go till a final call for alcohol. That is, if they can get it. You know, there's an alcohol shortage in some of these bars with certain brands of whiskey and whatnot. Do you know that?
I do not know that. Interesting.
Yeah. And it's creating a problem for some.
Wow.
All right. Well, are you ready to say the pledge?
I certainly am.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was formed on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, the first place I've got to go is to the weather, because we do have the tropical, the hurricane on raid that became a tropical storm when it went on shore. And now it's a tropical depression, but it's still a problem for New England and the Hudson Valley because heavy rainfall will continue to lead to considerable flash urban and small stream flooding, along with a potential for additional minor to isolated moderate river flooding over portions of Long Island, New England, eastern New York, New Jersey, and northeast Pennsylvania. So drivers headed in that direction, be advised, you may have some delays along the way. And, of course, we had that terrible flooding situation in Tennessee that's taken the lives of at least 22 people, and there's another two dozen or so missing.
Yes, exactly right. So this has really been a lot of devastating weather.
Now, obviously, the story of the day, the storm of the day, is what's continuing to go on in Afghanistan. The president's actions in Afghanistan are being questioned by just about everybody and anybody all around the world. And unfortunately for us, Kyle, we don't have any reasonable explanation other than a couple of different things here. And one of them is either we have the most inept, incompetent leader ever sitting in the White House, and a staff that's just as bad,
ever surrounding him, or this guy just isn't capable of being president anymore. Take your pick.
Well, I think you're right, Captain. And by the way, we want to say a big hello and shout-out to Richard the Marine.
You betcha.
Absolutely. Well, you know, Captain, I think you're right. I think that, obviously, President Biden is not capable of handling this for obvious reasons and for a number of reasons. But also, when you mentioned those people around him, now, I don't think that he's got, an august team of rivals around him. This just doesn't seem to be they're not ready for prime time players, basically,
right.
And they're not assessing the situation clearly.
Now, we have a new situation developing here in especially Kabul. Our troops are facing a new threat from, of all people, ISIS. As Joe Biden has left the evacuation deadline in the hands of the Taliban, literally, by saying that we might be there longer than the 31st of August, and to anybody that can do adding, subtracting, multiplying, and dividing with the number of people we know that are there that need to be gotten out, there's no way they're going to get them all out by the 31st. And another new wrinkle to it is we have several thousand people we're now learning about in Kandahar that are trying to get out. And it's 400 miles down to Kabul from Kandahar. There's no way in God's green acre they're going to be able to get out there, get on the road, and get down there and get there safely.
Well, exactly right. Exactly right. So that means that there would have to be an expansion of operations. There's going to have to be missions to do this. And, the whole thing, Captain, again, goes back to the idea of not being able to have our ducks in a row before the military really started to pull out, or Bagram Air Base was gone, or these kinds of things. And so, again, this kind of failure and debacle, Captain, if this was a military commander on a battlefield somewhere and they made this level of complete and competent decisions, what would happen to that commander, Captain?
Commander would be relieved of command, number one, and probably be held over for a possible court-martial, number two.
Right, again, because the people, our people are in harm's way because of what Joe Biden said.
All thousands.
Yep.
All right, and hold on. And by the way, speaking of thousands, folks, we literally have given the Taliban right now the opportunity to hold thousands of people hostage for money or whatever it is they want to get out of the deal in Afghanistan. Think about that while we go to break. Unbelievable. It's all true. We got more to talk about when we come back.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. Stay right there.
America, do you want to win the spiritual war against the demons currently attacking our land? Step one comes from the Bible. Lay down the law by resting on the law, and do your resting on our pillowcases printed with His Ten Commandments. Find them at ProjectPillowTalk.com. Don't sleep on this message. Go to ProjectPillowTalk.com or call us at 877-289-7439. When you call, ask to receive another powerful spiritual weapon, free, a CD packed with the secrets of forgiveness using all the instruments of praise written in the Bible, free with your order of our Ten Commandment pillowcases from ProjectPillowTalk.com. Shipping is free too, so call or click 877-289-7439 or ProjectPillowTalk.com. PillowTalk.com. Get your Ten Commandment pillowcases for only $29.95 per set and watch the darkness flee from the light.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. Announcer Guy. I do believe I will take it away. And by the way, this portion of the program brought to you by my friends at Relief Factor. Remember, Relief Factor is part of my integrated health plan that I take every day, twice a day. Now, the reason I do it is because of the inflammation and the swelling that I have constantly going on with my left foot and ankle and leg, and also the pain that I'm in. And this helps me stop both. Now, because of what's in it, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, it will lower or eliminate pain by going right straight to the source of it. Now, the best part of it is it's 100% drug-free. It's also 100% botanical and fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that supports the regularization of key enzymes and proteins that your body needs anyway. Now, it'll support a healthy response to the inflammation, decrease the discomfort that you're in, and it also will support healthy joints and muscles, speeding up the healing process. So for $19.95, you can start the three-week quick start that gets it all going by going to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. $19.95 gets the three-week quick start on the way to you. And what have you got to lose but pain, right? 1995, relieffactor.com/captain. Okay, back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All right, we got a caller on the line, but before we get there, I just want to mention one little thing. Yesterday, again, we had reports that there were beheadings of some of the interpreters trying to get out and get to the airport right in front of their families, I might add. This was done. They demanded an interpreter, and this was Laura Logan was the one that said this. They demanded the interpreter speak English, otherwise they were going to kill his wife and children right in front of him to prove that he was an interpreter, and son of a gun, he spoke English, and they wound up beheading him. That's number one. Number two, there were several people shot yesterday. Some reporters, Afghan reporters that had worked for the press services that were there were in the group, as well as some other people. So to say it's not violent and nobody's doing anything, I don't know. I guess Biden is totally unattached again there, huh?
It would appear when he knocked on the tabletop and said, you know, nobody's getting killed. God forgive me if I'm wrong about that. How could he possibly even believe, even at the time of that interview, Captain, how could he possibly have that thought?
I have no idea.
Yeah.
But it's unbelievable. Okay, let's go to the phone line. So we've got Ian on the line. Okay, Ian, what's up?
Well, I got a bunch of comments.
Well, don't make them too long. Don't make them too long. You got 2 minutes.
Some of them you might not like.
2 minutes.
Joe Biden got 5 deferments in Vietnam for asthma. He was always no good. I knew about Joe Biden because I lived right across the river in New Jersey from Delaware when he was elected to the city council of Wilmington. Mm-hmm. He's always been up. I can't say the word. Mm-hmm. Okay, but anyway. You said before the previous segment, we gave the Taliban all those weapons, right?
Yep.
No, we didn't do anything because you and I and me and the professor and all the people listening, and we didn't do nothing because we have no political power. And we better start realizing that. We have no political power whatsoever in this country, so we didn't give the Taliban anything. It was our rotten, corrupt United States government that did this, okay? Number two. I tend to go with Occam's razor, the most obvious reason, and that's incompetence. That's why this happened. Incompetence.
Okay.
Point three. My opinion, the United States, we're basically now a soft communist country. Now, everybody knows the traditional evils of communism. I don't have to recite them. But one of the evils of communism you never really heard about. What does it make? Mediocrity. Communism breeds mediocrity, incompetence, dumbed down standards, and now this is what's happening. You can't even find a store clerk that can make change in their head. They can't even get people to know how to put a hamburger together. We're under communism right now, a soft communism, okay? I hope it doesn't go hard. That explains why everything's been dumbed down, because what is communism? It's radical social egalitarianism, i.e. no standards. Okay, and that goes back to the Occam's razor theory that I have. 4 point, then I'm going to go away. None of this is going to end. None of this is going to end because we're in an endless feedback loop of stupidity, negativity, and incompetence until we end the Federal Reserve System and get back on the gold and silver standard,
wow.
Restore constitutional money, and abolish that Fed, because as long as we've got a gangster
that's
system,
2 minutes. Thank you. Okay, that's 2 minutes. That's it. But, Kyle, what do you think?
Well, you know, certainly, unfortunately, we have seen kind of a real push to make sure that people are not able to excel and have real opportunity. We don't want people to settle in to any kind of mediocrity. That's not what America is about. And that's why when conservatives come around, they say, look, we're going to create opportunity for people to have better jobs so they can make more money and get more things and be able to prosper. The social democrats, socialist Democrats come along and say, hey, we're gonna give you a government check every month. And there's real difference there.
Now, at one time, everybody was saying that the country was equally divided, progressive, liberal, socialist, conservative, Republican, independent. But it's not that way anymore. The younger people are more leaning towards the communist and the socialist way of government because they've been taught that in school and they believe that that's a good thing. However, the majority of the country and all the latest polls that are out there, including an NBC poll that came out yesterday, and NBC is by no means conservative, right, Kyle?
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
Joe Biden is upside down by 9 points.
Well, yes.
In that poll.
Yes, yes. And the questions that are even being asked, for example, of Secretary Blinken earlier, even Chris Wallace, mm-hmm. I think asking some pretty pointed questions. Questions to which they don't want to answer. They'll sidestep the entire time. And it's because people, even mm-hmm. some people in media, are now starting to see clearly.
Now, listen to this for a second. Joe used empathy to win the votes and win the election, correct?
Sure. Sure.
But he's now being blasted for trying to do the opposite.
Well, yes, exactly. Well, that the election profile that he was projecting was specifically because of Trump. But now he's in office and he's not doing the kinds of things people would expect.
And an NPR radio host yesterday did not blame Biden for the Afghanistan chaos. He instead suggested the blame lands with those under the president. Well, maybe it does because they're giving him the advice, but the buck stops here, and I'll use Biden's own words on that before I get to the caller here. And then Biden should step down in shame for leaving Americans behind in Afghanistan. That was Fox's Lisa Booth that said that. And then here's another one. Hundreds of released Gitmo detainees are back on the battlefield killing Americans and our allies. That's true. We know that.
Well, absolutely. But how about this? We'll go back a little bit further. One of the people released, right, in order to get Bo Bergdahl back?
Yep. Well, was one of the battle commanders.
He's back with the Taliban.
Yeah.
Now. Yeah, big time.
And Ari Fleischer, the former Bush press secretary, said Biden is all around clueless on Afghanistan. And then finally, did you hear this British retired colonel, Richard Kemp? Did you hear what he said? He was on Fox last night?
Yeah, I think it was something about court-martialing, right?
He said, Joe Biden, because he is the commander-in-chief of the American military forces, should be court-martialed. Not impeached, court-martialed. Now, let me go over here real quick because I'm going to hold Dan over. But this is Dan, a man from Lafayette, Indiana, a professor emeritus. Okay, you've been listening to this.
I don't know if I agree with both sides. I think what you're talking about is dead on. I don't know if you could court-martial the commander-in-chief.
You
still
can't.
To figure out
you can't. He's not a member of the military.
Yeah, you can. You know. That's right. He's not a member of the military. Clinton tried that, too, during his little campaign, but it didn't work.
Mm-hmm.
But, no, Clinton's, Biden's hands were not tied, such as Gerald Ford's were in the 70s when Saigon fell.
Right.
You know, the Congress relinquished the Zapatonkin Resolution, and we couldn't do anything. This guy made it up on his own.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and he was, according to one news report, he told a couple of staff members, well, if Nixon and Kissinger got by with it in the 70s, I can get by with it today.
All right, now, Dan, we're going to get caught up in a break, but can you hold over?
Yeah, sure.
All right, I want you to hold over because the break is just about to start. I'm going to put you on hold because I can see the music starting now. Okay, and folks, you hang on, and we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. It's just starting to get real. We've got the professor of politics, Kyle Warren in California, and our professor emeritus of politics and politicians, I guess you could call him that, because he's been involved in a couple of presidential administrations. And that would be Dan the Man. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Why shotgun? Why shotgun?
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Tropical storm Henri has weakened into a tropical depression, but is still dumping heavy rains across southern New England. The storm made landfall Sunday afternoon in Rhode Island after weakening from hurricane strength. Henri is forecast to continue dumping rain through Monday night, with 3 to 6 inches expected in Long Island, New England, and parts of New York, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania, with isolated totals of 10 to 12 inches possible in northern New Jersey and southern New York. And President Biden addressed the nation on Sunday afternoon to update the country on the situation in Afghanistan. The president reiterated that U.S. troops would remain in the country until all Americans have been evacuated, while also intimating that the August 31st deadline may be extended in order to complete that effort. Biden said that the risk of an attack from ISIS has led U.S. troops on the ground to extend the perimeter around the Kabul airport in an effort to protect those evacuating from the country. This is USA Radio News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. That's the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
You bet I will. Thank you very much, Kyle. And by the way, this portion of the program brought to you by Mike Lindell and his MyPillow.com company. Now, let me tell you something, folks. All you got to do is go to the website, MyPillow.com, and click on the logo that's right there, and it says right on it, Radio Listener Specials. When you do that, it'll open up to a page with about 18 to 20 different items where you will save lots and lots and lots of money. But in order to do that, you have to have a promo code. The promo code you'll use will be Captain. Or you can give them a call at 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. You'll get a live person. You'll be able to ask any questions you want. You'll be able to place an order there, too, if that's what you want to do. But if you prefer talking to someone instead of just using the Internet, that's what you can do. Otherwise, MyPillow.com. Click on the link, Radio Listener Specials. Enter the promo code CAPTAIN for whatever you want to buy to get those discounted prices. Or give them a call at 800-641-5459. All right. Back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Okay, we're going to bring Dan in here again. And I told Dan what I'm about to do here. So, Dan, are you there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay, here's what we're going to do. I got you both on the line. I believe the United States military is fixing to make another move because we happen to know and have found out that in Kandahar, there's another couple of thousand or so Americans. Some of them are American contractors. Some of them may be American relatives to military. But they're cut off. They're up there some 400 miles away from Kabul. And I've been told that don't be surprised if we don't go sailing into the Bagram Air Base and get that ready to go again and start getting people out of there.
Well, I hope, but I've heard Bagram's really tore up. That's what I've been told. That when a Taliban came in, they tore the heck out of it. So I don't know what's true or not in this case, but, you know, as I said off the air, I said all they have to do is shell the airport in Kabul.
Yep.
And we're done. We're trapped.
Yep.
Because that's the umbilical cord for the American military right now.
Yep.
In Afghanistan.
Yep.
And that's the scary part. If they did shell that and you couldn't fly anything in or you couldn't fly anything out.
Yep.
By the way, they did that too at the end of Vietnam. North Vietnamese, Tungsten had an air base. They started tearing up the runways. Everything had to be helicoptered out into the South China Sea. This is different because this is a landlocked country and the helicopters aren't going to have the range like they did in Vietnam, where they just had to fly 30 or 40 miles out to sea. So that's kind of surprising that they haven't done that, because that would bring us to our knees. I don't know how we would get out of that. You actually have to use airborne troops. But until that happens, we're lucky. We're lucky. But as far as Al-Qaeda goes, they're there. They're in Afghanistan. They're there in force. You know,
so is ISIS.
Al-Qaeda. Yeah. That's really all three are dangerous. Taliban, ISIS, and Al-Qaeda.
Yep.
I always considered Al-Qaeda to be to Afghanistan what the Foreign Legion is to France.
Right.
And right now they're deadly. And when people say, well, Al-Qaeda doesn't get along with Taliban, ISIS doesn't get along with the Taliban, there's interchangeable membership in those three groups.
Sure.
And if Al-Qaeda was such an enemy to the Taliban, I don't think the Taliban would have released him from the prison in Kabul.
Right.
So, you know, I see this going on for a while. I can tell you this, by the time we get to the 20th anniversary of September 11th, we're still going to be dealing with this country.
I believe it.
And I don't know how the United States is going to, I don't know what the gut feeling of the average American. We've been there 20 years and we're no better today than when we were on September 11th, 2001. Actually, we've kind of taken a few steps back. I think Biden himself, not all there, that's evident. But I think the area surrounding him is the most inept, incompetent staff I've ever seen.
All right, let's bring Kyle into the mix. Kyle, your thoughts?
Well, I appreciate what Dan is saying very much. And Dan, you know, you've worked in different administrations. Why isn't it that somebody did not stand up in some way, shape, or form during these meetings and say, Mr. President, we have Americans that are not going to be able to make it to the airport. We know that and some are 400 miles away in Kandahar. What are we going to do about this? You need to be aware of this. And if they did or didn't, why in the heck isn't the President of the United States putting them first in this case?
Well, you know what? We live in a different era now. If this was World War II, you'd see generals resigning before they would do something they didn't believe in.
That's right.
Today, if you know anything about the White House, these jobs, like what I had was kind of minor, but it was a once-in-a-lifetime position. And you knew you were only going to get it once in your lifetime, and you took it. And I think a lot of people do. You profit from that. A lot. You know, a lot of these generals are going to go off to Raytheon or, you know, Martin Marietta, whatever. They see this as, again, an umbilical cord to make even more money when they leave the service. That Mills, General Mills, I'm telling you, that guy is the most incompetent boob I have ever heard on TV. But that's kind of where it's at today. It's all about where you commanded, how many medals you got. I watched Mills in his Army uniform. That thing went all the way over his shoulder, ribbon. He looked like something from the Cold War, the Russian general.
I saw it, too.
He didn't fight anything.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's gaudy. And it's not that too much is not impressive. And I see that now. If there's one thing we should learn from this, we haven't won a war since 1945. You know, you might have to do something to reform the military. At least, I think the boots on the ground are the best in the world. But I think the brass and the suits, no. I think that is, there's such a disconnect between the general corps and the enlisted guys that you can't put it back together. I think this is the time where we de-bureaucratize the military, where you can have leaders that will take the fight to the enemy and win. And as I said, Bush, when he was, just one of his first speeches after 9/11, and to paraphrase him, basically what he said was, this war is not going to end in 4 or 5 years.
Right.
This is a different type of war. This is the class of civilization.
Remember when he said
this war could, yeah, this could take 100 years. Mm-hmm. Americans don't like to hear that, mm-hmm. but that's the way the world is working out.
And you want to know something, Dan? You want to know something, Dan? We've left.
What's that?
We've left, but we haven't left, and I predict we'll be right back in there again.
Yeah, and it's going to cost us a ton of money and a ton of lives when it didn't have to.
Right.
And that's that. You're going to ask a lot from a lot of young men, American men and women, to go back over there and do this fighting, because Biden screwed it up. Biden had a burr up that Biden had to do this. Well, I just find that to be ironic, mm-hmm. you know. That,
okay.
But he seems real callous.
All right, go ahead, Kyle.
Yeah, Dan, just real quick, do you think this is, from a political standpoint, do you think this is recoverable for Biden, or is this his presidency that we're seeing unfolding and he'll never live it down for his whole, the time that he's president?
Well, you know what, I always thought he went into this deal to be a one-termer. I don't think he has any inclination to running for re-election. I think he knew that one in 2015, 2016. He knew his age. He knew his ability. You know, you got 4 years. I think that's why they put Harris there. You know, kind of groom her to be heir apparent. Well, that doesn't look like that's working out either. I mean, foreign policy is not something the Democrats are really known for. They're more domestic people, you know, social welfare, social programs. And but foreign policy, this is all but a capitulation of what we were trying to do over there. We're not in a grand strategy game anymore, because now the Russians, the Chinese, the Pakistanis, the Indians, and the Iranians are laughing at it. They've got that whole Central Asian. But
Dan,
I'll tell you this.
You got to wrap it up, Dan. We're coming up on a break here.
I'll tell you what. You look at the five stands over there, you know, Uzbekistan, Turkmenistan, whatever, you know, all the stands. My foreign language is Farsi, which is the language of Iran.
Right.
And Stan is Farsi for the place. So
all
those
right.
maps that you see of those countries, they were drawn in Tehran.
All right. Thanks, Dan. We got to run. We'll talk to you again later in the week. Thanks a lot. Okay, and Kyle, you hang on. And, folks, that was a very interesting conversation between one individual who's walked the walk, talked the talk, and been there on a couple of different presidential assignments. So we really appreciate that. And we're going to take a break, and we'll be right back with more of the Truckers Highway and Byway Report coming right up. Don't go anywhere.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th anniversary contest for better health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th anniversary contest for better health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Hi, this is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
Okay, Donna, we sure will. Thank you very much, Donna. Donna up here in Carrollton, Georgia, doing that for us. And by the way, this Trucker's Highway and Byway Report brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J. Nearest you, pull on in there. Grab yourself a free cup of coffee. Just tell them that the Captain's America Third Watch radio show was talking about them on the radio. And some people won't know about this because if they're new hires to the Flying J, it is what it is. But if you want to solve that problem real quick, walk over to the computer kiosk that they've got right there and sign up for the Drivers Club, which you can do right then and there, right on the spot. And then you will get yourself a free hot cup of coffee. Or for that matter, you get yourself a free cold drink if that's what you want. And you'll get points for the fuel you buy, the food you buy, and the supplies you buy in the trucker store. So maybe you ought to do that first. Go to the kiosk inside and make sure you're a member, and then just walk up there and say, hey, I'm a member of the Drivers Club. All righty, we're going to get it started tonight. We're going to go dancing.
Hey, Mr. Monero, can I talk to you?
Hey, what are you doing?
Frank. Yeah, Frank, yeah. Listen.
Oh, forget this.
Behind
My goodness, a Saturday Night Fever. And I'm telling you what, Travolta could sure as heck get it down, couldn't he, Kyle?
Oh, yeah, he's one of the best.
That's... Yeah, and the reason I played that tonight is because somebody was kidding me about, you know, it's been a long time since they've been dancing. I said, well, just tune into the radio about their quarter till, and we'll get you dancing. So that was for the somebody that said that. And they got more than they bargained for, I'm sure. But anyway, there you go. All right, well, I'm going to look real quick at the weather over here in the Northeast because we do have the remnants of Tropical Storm Henri with lots of flooding, especially in eastern Pennsylvania, northern New Jersey, southeastern New York, going up on into Massachusetts, Connecticut, and even as far north as Vermont right now where we've got reports of some heavy rain up in there. But, Kyle, what's going on out west?
Well, thank you, Captain. Well, fortunately, the map is pretty clear of anything like flash flooding and those kinds of things. We do have a lot of air quality alerts and fire weather warnings to tell you about. We've got an air quality alert covering almost the entire state of Wyoming, also a fire weather warning in that area as well, so you want to be careful there. Of course, in Oregon, southern Oregon, and actually almost all of eastern Oregon, air quality alert there. Now, this is smoke, particulate matter, of course, coming from these fires. We've also got an air quality alert in Central California. Right now, Bakersfield along California 99 is reporting hazy conditions. You're also looking at some high temperatures. You're looking at high 90s going on to even 100 degrees in places. Las Vegas also going to report that it's going to be in the low 100s as we move throughout the next few days. So that's what's going out west tonight, Captain.
You want to talk about heat? Let's talk about Mississippi. Let's talk about southeast Arkansas. Let's talk about northeast Louisiana, where the heat index today in those areas will be between 110 and 115 degrees, with temperatures approaching the high 90s, if not low 100s. Now, that's going to be hot. Now, there's going to be some more heat today up in Missouri. All of Missouri's got a high heat warning today, as well as the eastern part of Kansas, to include Kansas City, all the way down to Oklahoma, the eastern half of Oklahoma, all the way down to Texas, all the way down to Texarkana, and then the panhandle of Florida over through Mobile. Over towards New Orleans, you've got a high heat advisory there. Now, we'll go right over to where the rain is still and the tropical depression is still, because here's what we got. Heavy rainfall will continue to lead to considerable flash, urban, and small stream flooding, along with the potential for additional minor to isolated moderate river flooding over portions of Long Island, New England, eastern New York, New Jersey, and northeast Pennsylvania. Now, I'm going to tell you right now, if you're on I-87, if you're on I-90, if you're on I-81, if you're on I-80, east of I-81, going across into Jersey, you are going to have some areas where more than likely some parking lots are going to be flooded when you pull into these truck stops over there, because I know where they're situated in terms of, especially right along the river, that Truck Stops for America right there on the Jersey Pennsylvania line, that sits right there in a valley with a river staring at it. So you might have some water up in the parking lot there. It would not surprise me. But you got to be careful today. And if you're driving around, remember, turn around, don't drown. I don't care what you're driving. If you see water coming across a highway, all it takes is 6 inches of water to move a fully loaded semi off the road. That's all it takes, 6 inches of moving water. So be careful. And then, coming on down the eastern seaboard, we've got some gale warnings right now for Cape Hatteras, on down towards the South Carolina area, just offshore, about 20, 30 miles off Myrtle Beach and off Charleston. You do have some high waves and rip currents there, but it's just about touching the shoreline in Carolina there. So be advised to that right now with the high winds and with the rip currents and gales that we got going there. And that's all part of Henri, which again is pulling away from the coastline right now. And actually, Kyle, this has got kind of a screwy mix to it. Henri is making a left turn coming through over into the Hudson Valley, then it's going to make a hard right turn and go back across Massachusetts out to sea.
Yes, exactly.
Weird. Really weird.
Yeah.
Now, that being said, of course, the Pilot and Flying J bring you the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. And what I'd suggest to everybody, because some people say, well, I got in there and they wouldn't give me my coffee and this and the other. Well, that's because somebody doesn't understand what's going on here. But the majority of them do. The majority of the truck stops do, especially the ones where you'll hear the program playing when you walk in here behind the fuel desk. I know the one in Salt Lake City does, right, Kyle?
That's exactly right, yeah.
Yep. Now, the other thing is, what we need to understand is, they have a kiosk in there. Walk inside the Flying J or the Pilot and sign up for the Truckers Club in the kiosk. Boom, got it, got your ID. Then you walk up there, get your free cup of coffee, and you start getting your points right off the bat for fuel that you buy at the pumps, for food that you buy inside in the restaurant, or for supplies that you buy in the store. And that, to me, would make more sense if they did it that way.
Well, sure. And, of course, as you're traveling across the highways and byways, and, of course, one of the best places to stop is the Pilot or Flying J, and you'll keep accumulating those points. And as you're doing that, folks, don't forget to download the My Rewards Plus app. You can track your points and make sure that you're getting everything that you're entitled to for that. It's easy to do, and they have it for both Apple and for the Android operating systems.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Just what you want. All right, and I hear the music coming up in my ear here, so Kyle, you hang on. And, folks, we'll be back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch as we take it along here to the next hour, hour number two. Don't forget, this program is all about we the people, and we the people are the bosses of applesauce, believe it or not. We control what happens.
Warren, the professor of politics. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. Stay right there.
Yep, there he is, and I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.